It's Theo.
And Vanessa. And here's what you need to know this week. Wink.
With a Y.
Hello, Theo.
Wagwan, van.
I'm not quite sure if you've heard, but Jamaica got some positive reviews from the IMF recently. Them say wagwan with beer things.
Can imagine. This is Evening News. And guess what? Jamaica is going on with beer things.
Yeah.
Best headline I've ever heard. Now, I'm sure you mean that our economic performance is strengthening.
Yeah, that.
Which is great news. This was noted in a recent executive board review. Just watch the name. It must be important.
Executive board review?
Sounds important.
Yeah. Among other things, the review noted that the unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in 10 years. And inflation is at a modest level. And we're not borrowing as much as before. So, big up yourself, Jamaica and Jamaicans.
Absolutely. Go through, Jamaica. It's always good to hear good news. And continuing with the trend, Van.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Okay.
The HOPE program.
Of course. Housing, Opportunity, Production and Employment program. Oh. HOPE.
The teacher has become almost a master.
Don't read.
Yes, well, over 500 of the young people involved in that program, they are set to graduate by the end of June. So they're going to get their certificates and they're going to show off from people like me. And we never get no certificate.
The HOPE program actually aims to provide job opportunities for young people though. One, you're not young, and two, you're work already.
You what?
You're young?
Listen, man.
What, you're young?
This shot is me.
Go on, baby business.
Oh, God. Okay, you know what? You know, whatever. I will ignore your statement. I will ignore you. Mm-hmm. So, after my fellow youngsters are finished with the HOPE program, listen to me, they will be assessed for certification by the Heart Trust NTA, and that certification says, hello, I'm skilled in this area and I can help build my country.
Listen, yes, no, grandpa, mere hopeful movements me like earboat, don't? Yeah, right, granddad, right.
Big up Vanessa, grandfather. Anyway, I'm there.
Yes, Uncle Theo. Anyway, congrats in advance to Team HOPE. By the way, just a little reminder here for persons traveling in and out of the areas under enhanced security measures.
So, that's St. Catherine North Police Division and St. James.
Yes, on a please. The joint forces are big enough for corporate, Zine. So that means, say, walk, ride, or creep. Just make sure you have your ID on you, Zine. Remain calm and follow them instructions, especially when you're approaching the checkpoints. Zine?
Precisely.
Don't talk badness.
Yeah, man. Left out the badness. Don't panic. Don't speed up. Slow down and be respectful. And I mean, even if there wasn't a state of emergency or whatnot on, there's nothing lost by being a bit more respectful to each other.
Yeah.
What are we, brother and sister?
Yeah, so please, bear that in mind. And a quick message for persons living in Canada. Big up on yourself up north. It's really cold up there, don't. But it's nice and warm, so come take a visit. Anyway, the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, will be having its mobile unit through the Jamaica National Expo. So, you can go and then we'll help you sort out your Jamaican citizenship, unconditional landing, and your Jamaican passport. In Canada.
In Canada, in case you didn't know where she was talking about. Yeah, so you listening out there can tell your auntie, your uncle, your mother, your father, your sister, cousin, brother, father, sister, uncle, friend on the left side that PICA will be going to the Pearson Convention Center Saturday coming. That's Saturday, April 28th. And they'll be in Montreal at Hotel Ruby Foos on Monday, April 30.
Yeah, so just look out for PICA at these two locations. That's Pearson Convention Center and Hotel Ruby Foos. And they're going to help you sort out your paper, Zine.
Absolutely. So when you want to come back here, yeah, you know, you don't walk up and down the place, the this and the that, and I mean, just get it one place and done.
And that's all the time we have on Week Today. Send your feedback to radio at jis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter at JIS News.
Instagram at JIS Voice. And interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. Until next time, she's Vanessa.
And he is Uncle Grandpa Theo. And remember,
Helica Spratt, back in my day.
Knowledge is power, so stay in the know.
'Kay, you. Yes, you, sir, with the canned beef and you, little miss, with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me, please. It tastes good, don't. But guess what? A hit CM1 and go raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.